Bus.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would.
Bus.
People used to buy flour in a
sack.
Did you buy it in anything else?
Yes, in a bear.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a barrel of large quantity?
In a bear?
What about lard?
It come in a can. A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you are riding in a buggy?
A whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
sack or a box.
What would the sack be made of?
Paper. Paper sack.
How was a barrel of large quantity of sugar packed?
It was in a sack.
What about pounds of flour? 50 pounds of flour.
It was put in a bear.
What was this sack you were mentioning? What was it made of?
Cloth. Meal sack.
What do you call that bag of fat potatoes are shipped in?
Coca sack.
What about feed, seed, and manure?
It's in coca sack.
Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
Yes, it called it burlap.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the meal at one time to be ground?
A bushel.
What about the amount of wood you can carry?
Carry an armful.
When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
A light bulb.
When you carry the washing out and hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket. Straw basket.
What do you call this? Your what kind of basket?
A clothes basket.
What do nails come in?
A keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or stays in place?
A hook.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper. Harp.
What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
We call a juice harp.
What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
The wagon tune.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up,
back in between the shade.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel.
That's the tie.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
A single tree.